Tab, split button, split, shift tab, split button, start recording button. Tab, split button, video mode, check, box, check. Shift tab, split button, split, shift tab, split button, stop streaming button.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Eurofly Part 2. Today, we're going to try to do tasks 3 and 4, because they are relatively easy tasks. And also, I feel like I didn't really explain about the game controls as well as I should have, so I'm going to go back and do that. And if you're tuned in, feel free to write messages from the YouTube chat room. I'll check them every now and again. So let's get started here.
I like
Windows 10, desktop folder view with new ops video 6022.
ESP Pinball
Classic, EXL 2016, Eurofly, enter.
Loading Europe.
Sorry, my brother's acting weird. Anyway, so we've got
Welcome
that loaded.
To Eurofly.
I'm going to turn off Jaws in just a second.
About Eurofly.
Alt tab, Ops 19, Alt tab, Live Dashboard, 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 Alt tab, Jaws Professional, Jaws Professional.
Okay.
Alt F4, Quit Jaws Dialogue, Enter. Eurofly.
Okay, cool, we're up and running, so... So let's talk about the controls of the game really quick.
Exit.
Oh, crud, okay. Sorry, guys, one second.
Loading Africa.
Jaws Professional. Windows 10, desktop, folder, shift tab, shift tab, notification, shut off button. Action center, system clock, 10:45 p.m. Mate, system, create headphones, create 2002, headphones, gold, 16%, enter. Headphones, left, 16, 54, 4, 12, 11%, 10%, 9%, 8%, 7%, 6%, 5%, 4%.
Loading Asia.
Enter. Alt tab, Eurofly, Eurofly.
Sorry, guys, my headphones just got turned up really loud.
Alt tab, Ops 19, Alt tab, Live Dashboard, Dash, Alt tab, Jaws Professional, Alt tab, Eurofly. Alt tab, Alt tab, Alt tab, Jaws Professional, Jaws Professional. Alt F4, Quit Jaws, Enter, Eurofly, Eurofly.
Okay, I feel like I should also explain that there will not be any video for this because it is an audio game. And that's weird, why is... Oh. Sorry guys, we're having technical issues. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm actually just gonna close this and restart it because something's not right here. Okay. Okay, finally. So, we're going to go ahead and choose our character profile, which I named Marianne. Alright, let's see what we're going to do today. And I'm going to go ahead and shut the door and start doing the checklist, though we're not taking off yet because I have to figure out what we're doing. I'm just going to fill up the fuel and everything. And as you can probably hear in the game, it's raining. The weather in this game, as I've mentioned previously, changes a lot. So be prepared for it to be rainy one second and clear and bright and sunny another. So that's going to happen a lot. All right, we've got the fuel tank full. We've got our engines on. We're at zero altitude, zero speed, and the angle of the nose of the plane is at zero. So, let's see. I'm going to wait for the map to finish loading and then we'll see where we're going. Okay, let's check and see what our task is. And again, the English is going to be broken because this was translated out of another language. But, you know, I'll take what I can get. So let's see what we're doing now. Okay, so something else that I forgot to mention last time is that in order to see the details of the task that you're performing, you can press Shift A. And also something else that I forgot is that during the game, if for any reason you need to pause it, you can press Alt F1 and it will pause the game. So let's see what we've got here. Okay, that's our starting point. Polish Slovakia is where we're going. No passengers. No layover. Okay, that's the type of aircraft we're using now. Yeah, occasionally during the game, you'll have to fly through some required states. And sometimes you have states that you'll want to avoid. And it just gives you a little extra challenge. And so right now, since we're only beginners, we have no required or prohibited states. So we're good on that front. No required points other than the destination point. And that's our list of stuff for the task. And you can get out of that by pressing escape. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and select our destination. There we go. All right, I'll go ahead and release the brake. Actually, no, I'm going to adjust the nose of the plane first. Okay, now I'm going to release the brake and request for takeoff. And why is... Oh, I know what I forgot. I'm going to put the brake back on. Duh. Okay, now we're good. I can take off the brake now, and okay, we're the nose of the plane's at 15 degrees, so we're good on that. Okay, that's fine. So while we're waiting, I'm going to turn the flaps on. So that's one less thing that I have to do. There we go. And we'll wait for a second before we request for takeoff again. Okay, we still have to wait. Let's see. I guess I'll check some messages while we're waiting, if there are any.
You gonna fart yet? Oh,
Oh, that's weird. Okay, I'm not sure why it's not working, but I'll try again later. Okay, let's see. What have we got? See if we can take off now. Oh, geez, I hate technology sometimes. Okay, let's try again. Oh, we have clearance. Okay, I'm going to check the speed real quick. Okay, so we have to be going at 171. 171. All right. Okay, we're going to line up here. Okay, we're about 16 minutes away, but we can speed up a little bit, and that'll make us get there a little quicker, but let's get to 500 before we do anything. So we're climbing, and once again, you can check the altitude by pressing the Z key. And we're flying, tra-la-la. One thing, this will be more important later in the game, but one thing that you can also, well, it's not really important, but it's kind of fun. One thing that you can do while you're flying is when you're in a bigger aircraft, you can order drinks and stuff. Oh, cool. Okay. Cool. We're in the right range. One thing that you can do later is you can order drinks and the stewardess will bring them to you, but we'll talk about that later in the game. And I'm going to speed up a little. I wonder what the maximum airspeed is. Oh, sweet, 834. I'm going to speed up to about 300. And see, now we can get there in about 8 minutes. And you can also have the tower repeat its last message by pressing the space bar. All right, we're good now. Plane nose is in neutral, so we're good. And now we get to just sit back and enjoy the music. Oh, okay, we're entering new airspace. Okay. All right. And until otherwise notified, we can keep cruising along at this speed. By the way, if you ever want to turn off the soundtrack, you can do that by pressing F12, and it will turn it off. Okay. We're gonna descend to 500. Okay, cool. All right, so we're still lined up. Okay. Oh. And whenever you enter the turbulence, the plane tends to drop. So I'm going to get us back up to the right altitude here. Oh, wow. Okay. So we're going to do that. Okay, so now we're going to go. That's the thing about the tower. Sometimes it'll make you do all this fancy flying and stuff. Sorry, I can't check messages right now, y'all. I'm having some technical issues. But I'll try again in a few minutes. Okay, cool. Oh, we're off a little bit. There we go. Yeah, sometimes the turn system is kind of weird too. It likes to turn in increments of 2 to 3. So. Kilometers. All right, we're 2 minutes away if we keep going at this speed. So when we get to about, 8 kilometers, we're going to slow down. And that's the thing about this. As you come in, you can gradually slow down until you reach your current landing speed. Okay. All right. All right, I'm going to go ahead and slow down just a little bit. Let's see. Maybe to about 225. All right. All right, I'm going to slow down to a landing airspeed since we're coming in. Oh, come on. Okay, there we go. Let's check our airspeed. All right, so we're at the right landing airspeed, so that's good. All right, we're about 4.4 kilometers away. So now all we have to do is wait. All right, we're almost to the point where we need to contact tower for landing clearance. So let's give it a minute, make sure we're not flying into bad weather. Okay, so we're good for the moment. All right, we're good. Oh, there we go. Weather change. Okay, so we need to turn around, and that's what we're doing now. We're turning around. Okay. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but you can press Control N to determine the distance away from the airport, and also you can check weather by pressing W. And trying to think what else I missed. Oh, when you press F1 while you're not requesting for clearance to take off or land, it will tell you the airport that you're registered with at that time. So, just useful things to know. All right, I'm going to go ahead and turn back around, and we'll just keep circling until they tell us that it's okay for us to land. So, turning around, turning around. I probably should have turned left instead of right to turn around, but it's okay. Let's see. There's a beaker. 8 left, okay. Oh, cool, we're lined up. All right. And I have a feeling they're still not going to clear us to land because of the thunder. In fact, I know they won't, so I'm just going to turn back around. And we'll just keep circling. Okay. Okay, cool. The distance between me and the airport is increasing. Yeah, you always want to make sure that when you turn around, the distance between you and the airport increases. Otherwise, you're going to crash into it, and it's not going to be a good day for you. Cool. Now we can just turn back around. Here's the beacon. Line up with it. Oh, man. That's the bad thing about this. Sometimes this is what I'm talking about when you do fancy, well, not really so much when you're landing, but. When you're in the air, what I'm talking about with fancy flying is that sometimes tower will give you instructions to drop to, I don't know, 1,000, and then they'll tell you, oh, just kidding, now you have to go back to 8,000. Oh, good. We're clear to land. All right. All right. We're at the landing angle. I'm going to turn audio navigation off. And now we'll just come in and park. All right, we're going to slow down to cruising speed, which is about 60. All right, I'm going to turn the flaps off. There we go. Cool. All right. We're doing good. Okay, now we can park. So I'm just going to slow down. And there we go. And now I just put the brake on. Oh, sweet. All right, another task down. So now that we're at a breaking point, I'm going to see if I can figure out why I can't check messages. Let me pull JAWS back up, so just hang tight with me for a second, guys. Oh, wow, that's great. It exited out of my live stream. That's awesome. Maybe I can fix it. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Aw, none of y'all are watching. That's sad. Oh well. That's okay. At least I figured out why it wasn't working. So, I guess right now, before we move on to the next task, I'm going to go over some of the controls of the game. So let me go back to the game here. Okay. Alright, so we have about Eurofly. Tasks, which is what we've been doing. Free flying, that's pretty self-explanatory. You can pretty much fly wherever you want. And, you know, it's... Yeah. Okay, manual walking through map. I have not played around with that feature much. It's supposed to be an atlas where you can, and supposedly you can enter GPS coordinates and find out what's around you. It's kind of cool, actually. It's kind of fun. Like I said, I haven't played much around with it. I might after we finish doing some of these tasks, but I'll have to see how it goes and play it by ear. Profiles, you know, that's obviously where you can add or remove profiles. Voice settings. Okay, this game uses a synthesizer, which is a fancy name for something that reads everything to you. And I really haven't had the best luck with using JAWS, which is one of the screen reading softwares that I use. I might try it because it does have advantages to it. I might try it and see how it goes, but if it doesn't work, I might just, you know, let's take a look at the synthesizers we can choose. Sappy 5 is the built-in version of the screen reader. So JAWS, which is what I have. Okay, so you can make this thing work with JAWS. So I'm going to choose that and see if it's going to let us do anything with that. Test your speakers. Okay, that's self-explanatory. I'm not sure what that is. About the author and exit. So let's go back to task mode and see if this works. Marianne, that's our profile. All right, I'm going to close the door. All right, let's see, what do we got here? Okay, so what it basically said was you're going to fly to this place today in a very small aircraft with no passengers, and we're crossing our fingers for your success, or something like that. So let's see if this works. I'm going to go ahead and fill up with fuel. Okay, we got the engine started. I'm going to press Shift A to check the task details. Slovenia, Czech Republic. Okay. Cool. Oh. All right, cool. We're good. So now I'm just going to set the destination and we'll get going here. And I think that's where we want to go. Let me check one more time. Okay, yeah.